the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
So, from someone who handles luxury holidays for the rich and famous, let's now take a peek behind the hotel reception desk. Seafram O'Queen explores some of the bold and brilliantly odd requests that have had hospitality hosts doing a double take.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
In the hotel business, our maxim has to be, yes, we can do whatever, whenever.
Hotelier Noel Cunningham loves the challenge of an unusual request from a guest.
The public in general look at hotels and they see these magical places. And I think subconsciously they think that in a hotel, anything can happen. I kind of like that because the weirder and the more wonderful the request, the more pressure the hotel manager and his team or her team are put under. And that's what we're all about. No is never the first answer in our business.
Be our guest, we our guest, be our guest.
There is a hotel in London, and they can arrange it, that the London Philharmonic Orchestra play in your suite while you're having that gourmet dinner from room service. The first thing that springs to mind is, oh my God, the noise. Complaints next morning. Years ago, Mariah Carey came to London, and the request went out that when she arrived at the hotel, several hundred candles had to be lit for her to process into the hotel. And I say to Mariah Carey, good on you. If I was Mariah Carey, I would probably do the same. Years ago, in my training days, to get a request from a guest, they wanted a bath full of donkey's milk because they'd just seen the movie with Elizabeth Taylor about Cleopatra bathing to achieve eternal beauty. We dreaded the arrival of the pampered pooch because you might get the strangest requests and a babysitter for a dog. I mean, you were phoning around, we want your daughter. No, it's not for a child. It's a chihuahua. And one gentleman was besotted with Boy George to the point that his wife, she'd arranged that we had five massive frame pictures of Boy George, and it's on the bedside locker.
Adrian Stewart is director of Powerscourt Springs Health Firm.
We had a couple staying with us about a year ago. The guy ran down from the room quite early one morning and some feedback, we'll call it, to give to the night porter that he wanted him to go outside and quieten down the birds who were taking part in the dawn chorus, to which he politely said, thank you for your feedback, but no. So we had one guest pre-arrival send us an email to request that her bedroom be smoke cleansed with sage sticks to clear the negative energy from other guests that have been there before her. We actually do that a lot. So it raised a few eyebrows, but we promptly went down to the bedroom and we did that for her. So we had one guest as well that wanted to have a specific playlist of 432 hertz in frequency played during her massage because that is a healing frequency. It did confuse the therapist a little bit. We had one guest actually book in for reflexology at the spa. The note on the booking request stipulated that the therapist could not touch their feet. One of the requests that we actually do strangely regularly cater for is that guests will request us to light our fire pit under the full moon so that they can go out and have a full moon burning ritual. They take little pieces of paper and they write down any of the negative things that have happened to them in the past month, burn them in the fire so they can start again. Some of the things that people have told us they write are like the names of their exes. They want to vent about a colleague and they burn it so they don't have to carry that around with them.
Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel we're on.
If you're still not over the heartbreak, you may just need a pillow to cry on.
It's like, I mean, I walked into the office the other day and I talked to Shane Cookman, my operations director, and I see a special pillow wrapped up on the top of shelf. And I said, what's that doing here? And he said, oh, that's for such and such a client. But he only comes once or twice a year. But every time he comes, he wants that particular pillow. And it could be sitting there for 6 months. He has it sitting on his up on the highest shelf in his desk. I said, that's great, all wrapped up in a plastic cover. Now, don't get me wrong, we've enough pillows in the hotel. We've about 350 pillows if you count them all, or 400 pillows. But this is the particular one he wants. If we lose it, we'll never hear the end of it.
John Fitzpatrick is president and CEO of Fitzpatrick Hotels in New York. Plenty of famous faces have walked through the doors, like Joan Collins.
I went down to say hello to her and basically said, look, John, I'm booking in my daughter and my granddaughter into the hotel for Christmas. I actually live across the street and I didn't know that. So that was fine and we carried on. But on Christmas Eve morning, I get a phone call. The front desk said, it's Joan Collins on the phone for you. So I thought it was one of my Irish friends, you know, taking the joke out of me, as we say. So I picked up at the phone and I said, yes. And she said, John, it's Joan Collins here. I said, Joan, how are you? And I got clattering of pans and in the background. I said, John, my oven's gone. And I'm going, my first reaction, what am I going to do about your oven? And she carried on and she said, well, I have a bit of a problem. You know, I have them all booked into the hotel, but I'm cooking dinner in my apartment. And I wanted to know, would you mind cooking my turkey for me for Christmas dinner? Well, I've been at request to do a lot of things, but that's the best one so far. I said, of course I can, Joan. No problem at all. I'll cook your turkey for you. At the time, we just did it. But when you look back on it, and someone, did you ever meet her? Yeah, I cooked her turkey for Christmas.
Sometimes you have to literally go to great lengths to get a request over the line.
I had just opened the hotel and I must say we were very worried because, you know, we'd moved over from Ireland. Nobody knew who Fitzpatrick's were. And, you know, the Americans are so used to their brand names like Hilton, Sheraton. Look, and then one day I just got a call. We have a VIP guest coming for an award and it was Gregory Peck. I mean, as a kid going up watching the movies, and Greg, I said, yeah, so look, I'll give him the penthouse. But the one request he had was that he wanted his own direct line in the room, his own personal telephone number. And I'm going, how am I going to do that? But then it clicked. I looked out on the 17th floor of the penthouse and right below my office was on the second floor. And I remember I had a direct line, a 212 number. So I went over to Radio Shack and it was one of these electronic stores. So I got 170 foot of telephone cable, connected it to my phone in the office, put it out the window and dropped it down from the 17th floor. My number now was in the penthouse. But then I had only one problem. So I had to ring all my friends and I said, listen, for the next 3 days, do not call my number. And they said, why? I said, because if you do call it and it's picked up, it'll be Gregory Peck. So.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
That's the hotel business. You don't know what's going to happen. You do what you have to do to make it work, you know?
But what about when the guests don't fulfill requests from hotel staff?
This is actually one that comes up quite a lot. I totally understand the confusion around it. There's a Japanese practice called forest bathing. You sit down and you are basically led through a guided meditation, taking in the sounds and the smells and the sights. We have had a few guests turn up for their forest bathing class in their swimsuits. So we totally understand it, but we tell them to run back and put on their clothes and we'll get going.
Splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on?
The challenges and charms of life on the hotel front line there, Shifra Mulqueen reporting.